Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. It's now Thursday, the 26th day of February 04. I saw the Passion of the Christ last night. It was an excellent film, and I'll give you my review of it. And in fact, we're going to open the phones up in the second segment of the show here in about 7 minutes. We're going to go right to your calls for those that have seen The Passion or would like to comment on the media spin about the film. We'll go directly to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Just talking to Scott, who's running the show. He saw a pre-screening of it last night and said he thought it was a great film. I mean, there are many movies that are, quote, more violent. You know, hundreds of people being killed, demons ripping people's guts out. The Passion is historical. You know, they had a rabbi on television on Scarborough Country going, this is historical. The Jewish historians, the Roman historians told the same story. This is what happened to the most famous individual in world history, Jesus Christ. And that's what the Cater Nine Tails did to people. And that's what his body looked like. That's what happened. And there were maybe two or three things in there that were license of the writers, Mel Gibson, and the director, Mel Gibson. You know, there wasn't really a crow there, you know, trying to pull the eyeball out of one of the people on the cross. But other than that, just a few other things. Just amazing film, very moving. You don't have a heart if you don't cry. I mean, I couldn't help it. I just love Jesus Christ, and it was but even if I wasn't a Christian, it would have brought me to tears. And I saw a 3:30 showing. It was jam-packed. The entire theater was full. Not a seat open in there. And the numbers are coming in. Looks like it made, they're not sure, 18 to 30 million yesterday, a record box office opening. And Mel Gibson says he told Variety he may make more biblically based films. He ought to make one about 70 AD, the destruction of Jerusalem, or maybe make one with you know, 64 AD or 66 AD with Nero burning Rome and the Christians and the lions and the gladiators. That would be a powerful film. Or a redo of the Ten Commandments, or any of it. I mean, maybe a redo of Ben-Hur. Maybe that wouldn't upset the ADL, because I love all those movies. But so I will briefly talk a little bit about the film. Really, you just need to see it. Words cannot do justice for this film. And it really encapsulated the fact that if you're doing good and you're standing up against evil, the world is going to persecute you, and the enforcers, the black ski mask, Nazi, New World Order thugs, enjoy their work. They hate goodness. They enjoy torturing goodness. They enjoy flaying the skin off of people. They enjoy breaking up families because they are of their father. They are of the world. They are of the devil. And if you don't believe in the devil, just look around you in this world. We have wicked people in control because they don't have conscience, and they enjoy the wickedness, they enjoy the exercise of power. And by the way, if anybody was the bad guys in this, you know, the most evil people in the film are clearly the two torturers, the two Romans who enjoy their jobs. And then next, you got the high priest and... and it's biblical, you know. There's some of the priests, some of the rabbis are against killing Jesus. So it's historical. It's an amazing film.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Laying down your life for your brothers, your neighbors, your family, and for strangers is the most beautiful thing you can do. It takes so much strength and encourage, but once you commit yourself to it, it's frankly not that hard. And I mean, instinctively, and the trials and tribulations that I've been through, it is actually rewarding to not sell out, to stand up against evil. And I would be honored someday to be chewed up by the New World Order and in the fight against it. I mean, when you realize how evil the globalists are and what they're doing to the human spirit and humanity, how they institutionalize into the architecture of civilization the dumbing down, the ingraining of true evil into the human system, your very humanity and God's programming should be crying out against it. And really, I don't have words to describe how deeply moving the Passion of the Christ was. It was more than I thought it would be. It was very well done, very nightmarish, and at the same time uplifting. And it's very historical. And I was over at my parents' house having a dinner last night after I saw the Passion, and I wish I would have written the rabbi's name down. He was on Scarborough country, the neocon with beady eyes, but he was a British rabbi, had the hat on, and he was very well-spoken, laying out what a good film this was, how historical it was, according to Jewish and Roman historians, and what good friends Christians were of the Jews, and how stupid it is that all these leftist, New World Order, secular humanist Jews are attacking the movie because they're anti-God. I've got to get his name. Did anybody get his name? I tried to find a transcript of it on MSNBC and couldn't. I want to get him on because he was very, very well-spoken, very eloquent, very intelligent. There's that other rabbi who was in the Newsday article earlier this week, it was on Monday, basically saying the same thing, but it was just an amazing film. You need to go see it. I saw an article where a group of pastors had bought out a couple theaters and bought everybody tickets, and they were going to, preach after the film. But after they saw a pre-screening of it, they decided not to do that because there was nothing they could add. I mean, it's still sinking in. And I'm kind of a history buff. I've read what 20 lashes of a cat or nine tail will do, and Jesus got many, 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 many times that, or Yeshua. And reading what a cat or nine tail will do is it will peel the skin off to your ribs. And yes, that happens in the movie, and it shocked a lot of people. But, I mean, this is what torture is. This is what evil governments do. This is what they always do. That's why I get so upset when I turn on 24, Threat Matrix, NYPD Blue. Every episode they're torturing people. The torturers are the good guys. The tortured deserve it. We're entering this Roman system. We're entering something that has been the norm worldwide. We're entering Satan's system. And it's happening. And I'm very upset. And if you're not angry at evil, again, something's wrong with you. Your clock isn't working. Your elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. You're a few cards short of a full deck. I mean, you know the cliches. I mean, if you're not threatened by the mechanized, scientifically crafted, focused, burbling evil that is taking over right now at every level, and if you don't feel your muscles tensing and the hair on the back of your neck standing, and if you don't feel coiled to resist it, and if you're not throwing your weight against this machine, and if you're not trying to awaken others and in yelling it from the rooftops, you've got a sickness. And the culture has a sickness. The Hollywood elite hate this movie because it's wholesome, it's Christian, it's uplifting, it's about sacrifice. And let me tell you, everything we've got, the civilization we've got, the plenty we have, is because of people putting their lives on the line. We've got Texas because of the Alamo. We've got America because of 1776. We have the technological developments and advancements we do because of risk and sacrifice. That's what builds humanity. The man who dies, who left something to his family, who stood up for decency, who fought wickedness, who created things, who was loving. That man or woman wins, not the person who has the most toys. Toys mean absolutely nothing. Material possessions are only tools to uplift humanity and to try to reach out to the people. That's all my material possessions are about. Okay, I said we take a bunch of calls. If you've seen The Passion, you love it, hate it. If you got comments on it, if you haven't seen it but have seen media reaction to it, you can also comment. But this is what we're talking about right now. We're talking about The Passion. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And the world hated him, the master. It's going to hate you, the servant. And I look at how evil hates goodness. It'll pass over other wickedness, and it goes right after the goodness. That's because it's threatened by it. And understand, these wicked people enjoy their work, just like those Romans enjoyed flaying Christ's skin off. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex. I think that was probably Rabbi Daniel Lappin, I suspect, from your description.
Rabbi Daniel Lappin was in the Daily News article, but he was a gentleman. This was a gentleman on Scarborough Country, and I wish I'd have written down his name, but I mean, I agree with everything he was saying.
Mm-hmm. I watched the movie last night, and I guess I had pretty much the same reaction you did. It's just riveting. And, you know, most people were not even looking around them to see other people's reactions. I think everyone was so teary-eyed and just thunderstruck that it was like they had a spike driven through their guts to the seat. It was just that powerful a movie.
And it shows us how wicked society is. And in the real world, this is a true story, but in the everyday real world, we see the innocent being persecuted just like Christ was. Now, why is that? Why do they persecute the goodness?
Well, that's an age-old question. I'm not sure I have the answer to, but you brought up something the other day, or started to, about the ADL and why they so violently objected to this movie. We understand that they, to some extent, they defend Israel and defend Jews worldwide, except in instances where Jews run counter to their interests, like, as you pointed out, the Second Amendment, where Jews are in favor of gun rights, they will attack Jews as well. But I think more specifically, the ADL is about being a front for the New World Order. Remember when Reese did the hearings in Congress back in the 50s into the tax-exempt foundations that seemed to be underwriting communism? Some of the investigators were amazed to find that they were getting threats from ADL representatives, and I'm talking death threats here. Why? Were they wondering, did the ADL care about their investigation into these foundations? These foundations fund the ADL. The ADL is almost, there's an identity between the...
Exactly. Look, anti-Semitism is a horrible label, and the ADL is a rent-a-demonization squad. And so they love a real Nazi like Arnold because he's pro-New World Order, but then if you fight Nazis and you're anti-New World Order, they come after you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. We're talking about the passion, folks, and the response to it. Don in Indiana. Don, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Hey, thanks for having me on.
You bet.
I'm 23 years old. Most people I tell about your show, they think I'm crazy, and your show is really an inspiration for me and really keeps me up to date on what's going on in our world. And my question to you was, every morning on a Monday morning when I watch the news and they tell you how much each movie made for the week and the grossing, my question was, do you think that the criminal media is going to obscure the numbers? Because those numbers that are going to come out for the Passion of Christ are going to be pretty large. And
they're not going to be able to obscure the numbers. And preliminary numbers are between 19 and 30 million for the first day. They're not sure. We should know by this evening. And I hope it makes, $1 billion, because that will force Hollywood to stop putting out so much garbage.
Yeah, and it's the reflection of what the people want to see.
Yeah, it shows Hollywood's really giving us what we don't want.
Exactly. Exactly. And people are going to realize that this is a great movie. A lot of people are going to go see it, and it's a great witnessing tool. And so many other people will go and see it. I think it's a great movie.
Did you see it?
Not yet. I've seen a lot of the trailers. I've seen some previews, and what I've seen is very moving.
All right, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, Don. Believe me, folks, you need to see it. The trailers do not give it any justice, and I don't suggest you go up and go get a hot dog or popcorn. Get all that beforehand. I suggest you bring a package of tissues and just forget the popcorn. we'll come back and talk to Paula and many, many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. And I want to know who that rabbi was on, why I didn't write his name down, I want to get him on. He was laying it out last night on Scarborough Country. We'll be back.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
It's the best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
New Avacor makes your hair visibly thicker and fuller with the very first application. Call 800-397-7234. 800-397-7234. Avacor is proven to stop hair loss and regrow hair. We're so sure Avacor will work for you, there's up to a full 1 year guarantee. Call today. 800-397-7234. That's 800-397-7234. Regrow your hair with Avacor. Call 800-397-7234. Order Avacor today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had a lot of requests to re-air the Shrimpton interview concerning the murder of Dr. David Kelly. I'll do that in the second hour. Then I'll be back in the third hour getting into 9/11 Commission being blocked by Hastert. And then that's just on the surface. It's all theater. A bunch of economic news that isn't too good and a lot of New World Order globalist activities. Continuing with the open phones concerning the passion, let's talk to Susan in Illinois. Susan, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I just wanted to say that encourage the moms and dads out there to take their teenagers. We took seven teens last night And we had to buy tickets ahead of time, so they were sold out so quickly. And I'll tell you, this movie affected them more than any other church service or anything that we've ever brought them to. When we got home, we sat around and had a discussion, and it was very moving.
Yeah, the same Hollywood crowd that you know, wants your children to go see the most violent stuff imaginable is going, ooh, don't take even your teenagers to this. I think you should take five-year-olds to this. I mean, this is real. This is historical. You know, this is what happens, and people need to know. And then when your children see cheap, you know, demonic violence, they will know the difference. And see violence for what it is. And maybe when they watch shows like 24, when Kiefer Sutherland's torturing some woman to death, maybe they'll see him for what he is, a demon trying to sell us the doctrines of devils.
That's right, and my husband was commenting that maybe a scaled-down version could be made for television so the younger children would be able to see it.
Mel Gibson told Variety he'll never air it on TV because no commercials will be played, and nothing will be scaled down.
Okay.
But he is saying he's going
to
make...
Yeah, it just was a shame that the younger children weren't permitted in, you know, because it was rated R.
Well, actually, a parent can take their child to an R-rated film.
Oh, the young ones, too?
Uh-huh. And now I'm hearing Mormons are being told not to go because it's R-rated. You know, that's the letter of the law, spirit of the law. I mean that's ridiculous.
Well, for all the violence they see on TV and movies...
that's like saying, look, that's like saying you shouldn't watch a documentary of German concentration camps. I mean, that's naked, dead, emaciated piles of dead bodies. That's much grosser and more violent than this movie. But that's okay. You know, it's okay to show what the Japanese did to our troops, but don't show Jesus. You know, this is the New World Order. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you, Susan. I'm glad you went and saw the film. Glad you like it. Let's talk to Heldy, Heldy in Vermont. Go ahead.
Hi there. How are you?
Fine.
God bless you. You're a brave heart, and so is Mel Gibson. What a brave heart. And I want to say my husband and I and our friends went to see the movie. We reserved tickets last night. And Jesus is our Lord and our King and our Savior. And this movie so depicted that. And it's a real gift from the Holy Spirit, truly magnificent. And every Christian in our country ought to see it. And I pray to God that it brings about much conversion. It gives
us
great hope. It's a real shot in the arm.
Absolutely. And, you know, as Christians, we have to stop being ashamed. They've taught us to have shame. While almost every show is about witchcraft and demonology and all this stuff and humanism. And that's what that rabbi said last night. He said, this film threatens Hollywood because the humanists are taking over, and it's the humanists that are pushing the anti-Semitism.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And I was talking with our pastor, and he said precisely that. He said, you know, he said, this movie is a gift from the Holy Spirit, and it's touching hearts, and the New York Times and all these other secular newscasters are having a tizzy fit like the demons were, you know, in the movie, you know, and trying to tempt
exactly, our Lord. Exactly. We're seeing persecution. Thank you for the call.
Well, you're welcome, and God bless you.
Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Indiana. Chris,
there.
You're on the air.
Hello there, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have two quick comments to make. Number one is, you know, going back to early Rome, it was just more like early America, but as Rome started to decline and you
got... that's true. Rome was very conservative, didn't put up with any garbage, no adultery, no homosexuality, and then they declined. Go ahead.
Exactly. And there was rampant open homosexuality later. You got tyrannical rulers such as Caligula and Nero. And unfortunately, it seems like it's happening here because now we have violence just for violence's sake on TV, yet they'll vilify, as the previous caller mentioned, they'll vilify a movie where violence is for a much greater sake.
Absolutely. Have you seen the film?
No, I'm going to see
it
today.
Okay, all right. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rationing with the lies and disinformation. We're about to go to Rick and Joe and Caroline, Jason, and others responding for those that have seen The Passion of the Christ, the most powerful film I have ever seen. Very moving in the spirit. And I suggest everyone go and see it to realize not just what Christ did for us on the cross and the type of attitude we should have in standing up against evil and how we should treat our friends and family and those we don't even know, but also the nature of our enemy, the nature of the New World Order. Now, before we go back to your calls, I want to remind you that I've made a new film. It's called Matrix of Evil. Some of the best minds in the country coming from different sectors of the political spectrum combine in this film to expose an intricate web of deceitful wickedness controlling America today. Matrix of Evil contains footage from speeches and conversations with Alex Jones, Congressman Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, and Frank Morales, which cover and include how the private banks control the military-industrial complex, expert analysis of the USA Patriot Act and the latest police state developments, globalist financial policies pushing America and the world into depression, how the neoconservative movement controlling the Bush administration is nothing more than a Trojan horse for big government agenda of ivory tower social engineers, The latest revelations concerning cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, cell phone tracking, DARPA surveillance, the end of posse comitatus, the federalization of local police and governments, and much more. Government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, political assassination, September 11th cover-up, and most importantly, Matrix of Evil is chock full of solutions. All of the dynamic people interviewed for this film agreed that there is a massive awakening taking place in America to the criminal activities of the global elite. This film is full of documents and archival news clips, runtime over 2 hours. You need to have Matrix of Evil. You need to have Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove. The videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order 3 or more of the films. So don't wait. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to order. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go to Rick in Tennessee. Rick, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to point out for anybody who's saying that the movie is anti-Jew or anti-Roman or anything, that Mel Gibson very craftily depicted an entity, a powerful entity, behind the scenes influencing the torturers and influencing the people. And I think a lot of people are missing that.
Well, you know, that's a good point. We know Christ was tempted by the devil, Satan, Beelzebub, there when he was in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and up on the mountain.
Right.
And we know that the devil was slinking around, and he confronts the devil after he's crucified and then comes back and rises again. But in the film, they have the devil running things. And I would say the most brutal people in the film are obviously the Romans. And it just shows how Hollywood, because they hate Christianity, tried to use the label of anti-Semitism. But I think it's blown up in their face.
Absolutely.
Have you seen the film?
Yes, I did. Went yesterday, got my tickets 2 weeks ago, and went to the first showing.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, it's awesome. It makes you realize how much, and there's no way you can repay him for what he did, but it's just how much we owe him for what he went through and what he did for us. That we could be saved, and that we could be, you know, he took the punishment for our sins, the things that we deserve, what he got, but he did not deserve it. I don't know. I'm just speechless. I don't know what to say to it.
I'm speechless, too. Thanks for the call.
Thank you,
Rick. Good to hear from you. Joe in New York. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I called up in the past, and I supported everything that you've done exposing the New World Order, and when it comes time, you know, I will throw on my suit of armor and fight right beside
okay.
you.
Well, thank you.
I have a couple of comments, a couple of questions, and a lot of this actually even concerns me. I've been listening to you for a long time. I have all your tapes. I think they're great.
I know, but when somebody prefaces a call without you, I'm a big supporter of you. But, hey, go ahead and make your points, bud.
I don't want your other listeners to get the wrong idea. I do support you. And I've been listening to your show. And a lot of times people do call up and you say you want to stick to the facts, you don't want to talk about hypotheticals, only things that you can prove. And the whole beginning of the show I've been hearing this is a historical event when, and let me make my whole comment here, this is a historical event, this actually did happen, when really, Alex, it's always good to have faith. I do believe in a creator. However, there really isn't enough documented evidence that I have seen, other than a Bible, that actually supports the theory or the historical life or birth of Christ.
Well, let's
now, let me ask you, hold on.
Let me talk.
Let me finish, please.
Now, put him on hold, because, you know, we have a dialogue here, and I get to talk, too. That's like saying, I've never seen George Washington, where's the proof? Or I've never seen, Caligula, but Caligula did live, and there were a whole bunch of Jewish historians, Roman historians. It's a true story. So just because you haven't bothered to look for the evidence and don't know about archaeology or history, which I do, you know, more than most people, I could certainly learn a lot more, but I'm interested in these things. Yes, when I'm covering the news or legislation, I stick to the facts. yes, I'm a Christian because I have faith in what I believe in. Can you say that that's speculation? Yes. Okay? I mean, clearly, those two things are separate. And I don't have a, quote, religious show. You know, I don't sit here and have secular debates and fights and, you know, get into all this. I'm talking about the passion. But now, go ahead now, and you can finish up.
All right. Yeah, I can appreciate your comment. But what I want to say is, do you think for one moment that if a Bible had the power that everyone puts into this book, that the New World Order would give them out for free in every motel so that you can defeat their God?
Well, that
book would be in the bottom of the Vatican.
You know, it's funny
with a lock on it so tight.
You know, it's funny
you wouldn't even know about that.
You know,
book.
It's funny you ask a question and then you start talking. Hey, listen, I gotta let you go because what I said is we're talking about the passion and we're taking calls. Some other day we can have this debate, or you can call back in the third hour after I rebroadcast this interview because it's a very important interview and we can talk more. You know, the Gideons paid to have Bibles put into churches and in hotel rooms and in other places. And that's what made America free, and that's what made 4% of the population have half the wealth. Now we're becoming decadent. We're losing the wealth. We're losing the freedom. We're losing the milk and honey. We're going back into bondage. You reap what you sow. You know, even if you're an atheist, the ideas in the Ten Commandments are good ideas to live by. And we're leaving that. The people running things don't like that. So the New World Order doesn't control everything. They don't control Mel Gibson. They don't control you. That's the point. We have the power. We can take the planet back over. That's the point I've always made. The New World Order is not all-powerful. I've made videos that millions of people have seen because of you airing them on Access TV and making thousands of copies of them. You know, I've reached millions of people. I've done multiple radio interviews this morning. I'm doing more tonight. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. So thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Caroline in Colorado. Caroline, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make an observation of some of the things that I have recorded, you know, like Prime Time and Nightline and things that have come on about the passion. And, you know, one of the things with Diane Sawyer, she made the comment or gave the statistic. I don't know how reliable that was, but, you know,
that 80% of us are Christians.
Yes!
And which is, people say they are, yeah. And then she says, and then 20% aren't. Ooh, you know, we're very diverse. How dare the Christians? So she takes the numbers showing we're a Christian nation and then says we're not.
Right, and the comment that I just want to make on that is, you know, you've been talking about the things that are going on in the world today and particularly in American government. And, you know, for her to say that and to say that 80%, 80-plus percent claim to have Christianity in their background, and then the way that the media and Hollywood and everything are just obscuring this movie, it's as if, you know, the majority doesn't rule like we're supposed to be founded on. You know, the minority, a small minority, just like you've been saying, they have an agenda, they're pushing that agenda, and they're ignoring what the majority...
Exactly. And what happens is, in most cases, is the majority believes the tiny man behind the curtain saying, we're all alone, we don't have any power, and you can't fight City Hall, and you can't defeat the New World Order, when that's a parlor trick. The globalist or the cosmic con artist, they've convinced us, but finally... Once enough of us stand up and say, we're not listening to your propaganda, we find out we are the majority. But see, so many people are like cattle. If they hear that the majority's for something, they go, well, then I'm for it, when it wasn't the majority to begin with. They're selling us evil. They're selling us wickedness. We can defeat this New World Order. But it takes businesses supporting alternative talk radio. It takes people becoming leaders, starting their own websites, starting their own organizations, going to city council meetings. It takes people becoming aggressive and not just sitting there going, I can't do nothing. Did you see the film?
I haven't. We have tickets for Saturday evening showing.
Well, good. Call me back once you've seen it. I appreciate the call.
Yes.
You bet. Jason in Michigan. Jason, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Fine.
Good, good. You know, I saw an interview, actually, of a rabbi. I have not seen the movie yet, but if you could probably point out this scene to your viewers of a lot of Jewish people yelling at Jesus when he was about to be crucified.
Yeah, that's the Bible.
Yeah, and, you know, comparing that to anti-Semitism, is wrong because, you know, no matter what religion or creed you are, there's going to be good people and bad people that want to see that sort of thing. You can compare it to like an online vote right now. If you'd watch Osama bin Laden executed on television, I mean, that's just my point that I wanted to make.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. And, you know, these were the people that wanted him dead. They ran in there and said, kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the film certainly shows that a lot of Jews didn't want Jesus to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
But the establishment did, the governing council did. That is, the religious governing council did. You know, Herod didn't want to kill him.
Right.
Pilate didn't want to kill him. They were like, what's the point? But the religious leaders were threatened by it. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Phil in Iowa. Phil, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Oh, you kind of cut out there. I wasn't sure.
All righty. Well, go ahead.
Well, I haven't seen The Passion, although we are planning on going to see it before we take our children to make sure it's appropriate for our younger teenagers. I was wondering, Alex, if you were aware, according to an artist's rendition in an American Legion magazine, the new Veterans Memorial for World War II is a Roman triumphal arch.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And, I'd never heard anybody else mention that. And
No, I had read that in a magazine that that's what they were going to do.
I actually saw the in the Legion, American Legion magazine. But you made me think of that earlier in this show when you mentioned how this Roman system was being readopted.
That's what the New World Order is. That's what the black robes are with the judges, and you pray to the court. In your court pleadings, folks, read the lawsuits. It'll be, we pray to the court. That's not the American system. That's not the Magna Carta that comes from Moses 3,000 years ago. We are shifting away from that and our common law to Roman civil law. Civil rights. This whole system's Roman. Look at the layout of D.C. The obelisk, the Egyptian and Roman stuff. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Andy in Connecticut. Andy, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, hi. How are you, Alex?
Fine, good.
Good. Both my wife and I did see the movie yesterday morning, showing.
What did you think of it?
Well, we think there was a definite message there, and that is that God wants us to know what Jesus endured for us so as to prepare us not to deny him when it's our turn to be tortured for him.
That's what I got from it. I am committed to dying in the fight against the New World Order. I am committed to laying my life down for my brothers and for people I don't even know.
Right.
I am committed. And when we have that attitude, goodness flourishes. When we're a bunch of cowards and can't even fight evil because our neighbor might not like us, there's something wrong with us.
Right. I need to tell you two other things. Number one, my wife told me that Bill O'Reilly was on The View this morning with Barbara Walters. And that he was actually criticizing the New York Times for criticizing Mel Gibson.
Well, that's, you know, it's backfired on all of them,
right.
So they're having to scurry around right now. Thanks
right.
for the call, Andy.
Thank you.
John in Texas. John, go ahead. You're on the air. Okay, John hung up. Steve in Florida. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Am I coming in?
Yes, sir.
I want to address the caller earlier. It sounded like it was from New York or somewhere up there saying that the Bible was the only proof that Jesus ever existed, according to what he's read. He's obviously never read Antiquities of the Jews, written by Josephus, that writes extensively of the time of Jesus and what he did, and also the Roman Plenty spoke of the followers of Jesus. And a well-known man named Napoleon said, quote, "Man I know, and this Jesus Christ I know is no mortal man." It's all over history.
There were over 20 Jewish and Roman historians, Greek historians. There were at least 5 historians who saw him and saw him after he was resurrected. This is the most documented thing from ancient history.
And what he said about the Bible being buried in the depths of the Vatican is mere a big joke. If God wants people to read the Bible, which he does, God is going to let people have the Bible, and that's
yeah,
the bottom
that's how
line.
It works. That's the, we've been given the choice. This film is giving us a choice. God gives us a choice. You know, this show is about giving you a choice, so you know what the New World Order is, police, government officials. You're all being given the choice. Do you agree with that?
I agree, and you're doing a very good work here. Man, bottom line is the biggest choice we have is to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior after we repent. I praise the Lord that you're a Christian, and I praise the Lord and pray for you daily for the work you do for our God.
Well, thank you, and I want to thank everybody out there. And my point is that God uses us all to get the truth out there. And we're all confronted by the truth. As Winston Churchill said, it knocks us all down in our life. But most of us get up, dust off, and act like nothing happened. But when I got hit by the truth, like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, when I got knocked off my horse, I saw the light. You know, I got the religion. Okay? We'll be back. We've got the Shrimpton interview coming up, and then I'll be back live in the third hour. Stay with us.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. All right, let's go to the calls as quickly as possible. Your questions, your comments, let's get them out there and then move on to the next caller. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
You bet. Thank you.
I just wanted to remind your listeners that this weekend, this Saturday, at the Castle Cinema up in Providence, I think it's from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., there will be a showing of one of your videos, Police State 3 Total Enslavement.
That's right. They're going to be showing that. There's information at the 1320 website.
And I have reservations for me and a buddy to see that.
Well, I appreciate you going.
Yeah, and I'll give you a report when I'm done and when we've seen it. And I'm looking forward to it and seeing the fellow patriots up there. And I have not seen that particular video, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. And one other thing, Alex, did you
it's
know
the longest,
that...
It's the longest video, so...
Okay, did you know that Mr. Sean Hannity, you know when he went syndicated?
9/11.
Well, September 10th, 2001. And I heard a rumor that basically they had a big round table before that day, Roger Ailes and all the neocons, and they were basically tipped off, and they were told, you tell the truth, your careers are toast, you go along with the line, you're going to make millions.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious what they did, and it's a stage deal. It's a CIA operation, we know that. They're given their orders, what to do, what to say, how to operate. And Clear Channel owns the voting machines in many areas, and they run the candidates, and they everything. They own the media, they own the voting machines, they own the candidates.
Yep, and they even own the local paper. I tried to get my local paper to talk about World Trade Center 7, and one of the editors says, oh, I'm just not interested in it. I said, you're not interested in one of the biggest stories of the last 100
years?
Yeah,
the owner says we blew it up on national TV, and they can just go, okay, you blew it up. Great, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Eric.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Mildred in Colorado. Mildred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering what your definition of Zionist is. I've been listening since the first of your show, and you were speaking then of being of not being anti-Semitic. And,
that's right. I'm not against...
You spoke of someone who was anti-Zionist, and you seemed to agree with them, and so I just needed to know your definition of Zionist.
Well, I'm against, say, Mecha, who says that they hate white people and blacks, or, you know...
What's Mecha?
Ma'am, just let me answer your question, okay? I'm against Mecha because they say they don't like certain races and that they're the best. Okay, I'm against the Ku Klux Klan because they say that about whites. And Zionist, you know, the real King Daddy, a real Zionist, thinks that they're the best and everybody else is basically dog meat. And so that's who I'm talking about. And most Jews are not Zionists. So I'm against racist Jews. I'm against racist blacks. I'm against racist Germans. And so that's what I said.
You don't think Zionism means that you support Israel as a nation?
No, that's not what it means. If you really look at what the real Zionism is, it's a lot more than that. It means domination by Israel of a certain group of people. I can have a bunch of rabbis up to tell you that if you'd like me to.
I would like for you to.
Okay, well, you better research what the Zionists say. I mean, they don't have a very good view of people who aren't Jewish. It's pretty racist. Pretty racist stuff.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate your call, Mildred. And, you know, maybe we should have a debate about this. What I was talking about was this article, Anti-Semitism Charges Causing More Damage Than Film Could. 2 weeks before the opening of Mel Gibson's The Passion of the Christ, online ticket merchants reported that up to half of their total sales were from the film. One Dallas multiplex has received and reserved all 20 of its screens for The Passion. I am neither a prophet nor a movie critic. I am merely an Orthodox rabbi using ancient Jewish wisdom to make 3 predictions about the movie. And Daniel Lapin, I totally agree with him. I'm going to read this later. This is good stuff about what he has to say about it. I mean, no one would have thought anti-Semitism until the ADL injected this into it. And now it's going to cause, it probably will cause some damage. We'll be back with our guest. Stay with us. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.